Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, May 21st, 2013 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, let's start with diaries today. If you are running Ubuntu and are using its built-in firewall, that's the Ubuntu firewall or UFW, we do have an easy-to-install package for you now for Ubuntu that allows you to contribute logs to the shield. The package is customized for Ubuntu 12.04, so it may work with other versions of Ubuntu, but hasn't been tested yet. Any kind of feedback as to improvements and such is, of course, very welcome. And then a quick update on port 51,616. We did receive a number of packets. Nothing really too telling on what's going on here. One reader suggested that Apple's XSAN is listening on this port. This is Apple's clustered file system. So if you're running this, of course, you should never expose something like this to the internet. But we say that about a lot of systems that we find exposed. So definitely take a look. If you are exposing this system to the internet, you should definitely close it off on your firewall. And Trend Micro published a report about a spear phishing campaign targeting the usual victims. Well, one of the interesting takeaways here is that this particular campaign uses a custom user agent for its HTTP requests, and this is just user agent Fantasia. It's really amazing how much malware uses custom user agents like this, and nobody seems to notice. This is certainly something you should pay attention to. You should notice if within your network there is a non-standard user agent. So if you have an HTTP proxy, that's pretty trivial to filter out. Or even with an IDS, you should be able to sort of get a whitelist of known user agents and then detect unusual ones. Yes, I'm sure there's malware that uses standard user agents that you'll not detect, but really just looking at sort of the recent history, we had so many of these custom user agents, certainly I think worthwhile looking for it. And then there is more evidence that a vulnerability in hotel room locks that was discussed last year has now actually been exploited in real break-ins. This particular method relies on vulnerable locks by the manufacturer Onity. Now, Onity has somewhat responded to this vulnerability. The vulnerability really is all around a data access port that is accessible in these devices and that can be accessed using a fairly cheap equipment. Well, the free fix that the manufacturer did distribute is a simple plastic block that essentially just blocks this hole and makes it inaccessible. But then the block can be removed pretty easily with a screwdriver, while on the other hand, the real fix that actually requires changing some hardware within the lock is only distributed for a pay. So most hotels didn't go for the real fix, and the hotel rooms are now vulnerable. Overall, I would never really trust too much in a hotel room lock or a hotel room safe for that matter, but with this vulnerability and apparently $30 worth of hardware, it is pretty easy to open any hotel room door. And in vulnerabilities that got released, we have one from EMC that affects its control station software for its VNX and Celera arrays. Now, these arrays allow users to log in and store or read files, of course, as governed by the permissions of the system. However, there are also a couple of script files that a lower privileged user is able to execute, and these files run in the NAS admin group, which is essentially the administrator group for this device. So essentially, this comes down to one of these classic Unix SUID vulnerabilities where a low privileged user can execute a script as the high privileged user, that's intended to let the low privileged user perform some very specific actions. But if this script now has a vulnerability that allows the user to pass arbitrary commands to the script, then of course you have a pretty simple and straightforward privilege escalation flaw. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.